This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, once again, welcome one and all. So good that you are here with me on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. I'm Ben Simmons. It's just gone 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday. It's the 8th of November. What is coming up? 2 hours of ridiculousness, 2 hours of entertainment, 2 hours of occasional hilarity and occasional education as well. All interspersed with great music, good songs guaranteed right here. 98.0 FM, PhoenixFM.com. And via smart speaker. Video feed into the studio available from mixcloud.com as well. How's your Tuesday treating you? It's been pretty wet here in Essex. Has it been in your part of the world? I hope you've been sheltered. I hope you've been warm. And your heart will be warmed by listening to this show tonight. What's going on in the show that goes like this on the 8th of November? Well, as ever, we'll have celebrity birthdays. We'll pay some visits to the weird world of news and look at some extreme confessions online. Interesting part of that. The World Cup of Movie Villains has reached the semi-final stage. For a sneak preview, get yourself to @BenSimRadio on Twitter. I will be talking about it in the second hour of the show and giving you all the full details. And also, ridiculous holidays that occur on the 8th of November will be celebrated here on the airwaves here on Phoenix FM. Did you know, for example, it's National Cappuccino Day today. It's also World Town Planning Day today. That is very exciting. And did you realise that from yesterday right through to Sunday, it's Drowsy Driving Awareness Week? Drowsy Driving Awareness Week. I do like to pick the more ridiculous holidays that are celebrated. I say celebrated in air quotes because, let's be honest, you don't want to celebrate some of the things. But most excitingly today, the 8th of November, all across the world, is Punsters Day! Yes, we are going to have a few puns throughout the show tonight as well, some of which have been sent in by you lovely leg-end listeners. I do love a pun. A clever pun. A great pun, and that's completely my sense of humour, so we will be giving some samples throughout the show. Not those kind of samples, pun samples, obviously. So keep it here, don't go anywhere, great music, loads of features, occasional ridiculousness, all marvellous. Because we're talking about puns quite a bit throughout the show, a lot of the early tracks are going to be dealing with words and things of that ilk. To that effect, let's get us going musically with this. Yes, many people will instantly know what's coming. If you're unsure, keep listening and then you'll be sure. Here's Cameo. Puns at the ready. Word up.
Everybody's community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons. Hope you're doing very well. Great to have your company. If you missed the very start, celebrity birthdays to come, weird world of news to come, World Cup of movie villains to come, lots of puns to come. Why is this? Well, because today is Punsters Day all over the world. To that end, let's get a few in early doors. I saw an ad for burial plots, but that's the last thing I need. Did you hear about the silkworm race? It ended in a tie. I got fired from my job at the calendar factory just because I took a day off. What's the best thing about Switzerland? Well, the flag is a big plus. I wanted to learn how to drive without an automatic gearbox, but I couldn't find the manual. Napoleon may have not designed his coat, but he did have a hand in it. I like that. I've not heard that before. That's a good one. I put up a high voltage electric fence around my house. My neighbour is dead against it. What are windmills' favourite genre of music? Well, they're big metal fans. And the past, present and future walk into a bar. It was tense. We'll leave it there. We'll have more music. We'll have an early visit to the weird world of news after this because I'm excited to share some information with you. So don't go anywhere. Keep it here. It's going to be marvellous. Until then, Natasha Bedingfield.
These words are my own. Threw some chords together. The combination D-E-M is who I am, is what I do. And I was gonna lay it down for you. I tried to focus my attention, but I feel so ADD. I need some help, some inspiration, but it's not coming easily. Trying to find the magic, trying to write a classic.
Phoenix FM.
Natasha Bedingfield and these words. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well. Now, I did say I wanted to pay an early visit to the Weird World of News tonight. And the reason is, well, the place that I trawl the internet for all these crazy stories I love to share with you, which I've been doing over the last few months, they have posted the top 10 funniest confessions from a viral website called Fesshole. And the creator of Fesshole has shared some of these horrendous confessions that people have admitted to online. For example, I answer my front door in my coat. If it's someone I want to see, I say I've just got in. And if it's someone I really don't want to see, I say I was just on my way out. Works every time. That is a good idea. I like that. That could take off. Take the coat off, definitely. Well, that is a classic. So I'm going to do another four. So we've had five. Then after the next track, we'll have the final five. So we've got 10 of the funniest confessions shared from Fesshole online. I have literally no idea what I'm doing at work, and I've been here 8 months. I just sit and edit a fake Excel spreadsheet to make me look busy. How many people want to admit to something like that? That is incredible. I've been here 8 months. You must have a job description. You must have some idea. You must know the company you're working for and what they do. You must know why you were employed in the first place. I just turned up and they said, sit here, and no one's told me what to do ever since. You never thought to be proactive and ask. And has nobody been worried that you've not done anything for 8 months? Oh dear. Right, next one. Well, maybe I can't do the next one. Oh dear. Well, I'm going to, but I'm going to have to tone it down. After a heavy drinking session, I went to the toilet in bed. Let's just say that. I told the wife it was the dog to avoid embarrassment. The stench was so bad, she took the dog to the vet and found out he was showing early signs of stomach cancer. I inadvertently saved my dog, but can never take credit. Wow. Okay, not too sure about that one, yeah. Anyway, well, let's move on. Here's another one. I don't think it's the same person. My wife passively-aggressively points out my failings to the dog when I'm in earshot. I tell her this is pathetic, but when she goes out, I sit him down and give him my account of events at length. That is good. I like that. That's tickled me. And the next one. Now, I have to admit, I empathise with this totally. Whenever I refill the tea bags, if there is only one left in the jar, I move it to the top so that it is next to fulfil its destiny and not consigned to a life of forever being trapped under its tea bag friends. I have followed that thought process before myself. Yes. Well, this tea bag's bottom, it hasn't been used out of the last 80. It's going to be distressed if it doesn't get used for another 80. I'll put it on top. I totally know where you're coming from. I bet other people have done that as well. And if you did forget and the tea bag was consigned to having to wait another 79 cups or so, you'd say sorry, wouldn't you? Even if it was difficult to say sorry. What am I getting at? This. I'll leave it to Elton to sum up my true feelings.
Strikes me and awake to find that you're not there. What do I do to make you want me? What do I gotta do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad,
so sad,
so sad. It's a sad, sad situation, and it's getting more and more absurd. It's sad,
so sad,
so sad. Why can't we talk it over? Oh, it seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this on this lovely Tuesday evening. And I use the word lovely in terms of just how I'm feeling, rather than if you look outside and it's dark and it's cold and it's damp. You know, that's not lovely. But I'm lovely in the studio. Everything in the studio is lovely. Everything we're broadcasting is lovely. It's a lovely show this evening. Keep it here. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And if you want the webcam feed to see what's going on with my face while I'm talking to you, Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM, or just go on our website, phoenixfm.com, and there's a button at the top right of the screen. One says listen live and one says webcam, I think. Takes you straight to it. Fabulous. Now, sharing confessions from the weird world of news from the website Fesshole that looks for confessions that have gone viral. And we've done five of the top 10. Here are the remaining five. They're all quite bad, to be fair. Oh, you can see this from both sides, this one. Imagine from either side how this would feel. My ex broke up with me about a month before the finale of his favourite Netflix show hit. He'd organised a viewing party ready for midnight when it dropped. I let him stay signed in on my account until 11:59pm that day, when I changed the password and forced logout on all devices. Yeah, that has got to hurt. Still, I guess once you realise what's happened, it's not too difficult. You know, if you've had a shared Netflix account, it's not too difficult to start a new one and just agree to it all. But yeah. Anyway, yes, indeed. Horrendous. Next one. When visiting New York, the wife and I had a routine each night when we ate out. I'd, quotes, propose to her and she'd tearfully accept. Americans being Americans would whoop and cheer, and occasionally the restaurant let us eat for free. We'd been married for 8 years. It's a good one. You've got to admire the gall of it, surely. Here's a good one as well. My organisation decided that the statement at the end of all email signatures should also be in Welsh to be inclusive. As the only Welsh speaker, I translated and added at the end the words, "Here be dragons." The whole organisation has had this on emails for 4 years now. I love that. That's excellent. That is excellent. Yes. Next one. This is a bit weird. I'm a bus driver. If I'm having a bad day at work, I'll look in the mirror whilst driving and mutter to myself, "You're all beep, aren't you?" And then tap the brakes twice so they all nod. Yeah, surely they're just braking hard behind you to avoid hitting you. That's actually dangerous. I'm not too sure I can empathise with that one. And this one's pretty bad as well. I got harassed by a guy on a train for still wearing a mask. Loudly told him I was undergoing chemotherapy. Got home and made a £50 donation to Macmillan. I don't have cancer, but the public humiliation of the fool was worth every penny. Wow, that is savage. Indeed. Well, those are the top 10 confessions that have been shared via the Weird World of News here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM tonight. If you want more, look up Fesshole online, the online hub for horrendous confessions. Okay, there we go. Fesshole, nothing to do with being affiliated with this programme. I just found out about it and find some of them quite amusing. Okay, let's have more fabulous music on the show that goes like this. Here is a bit of a throwback. Haven't heard it for a while. Rock band Extreme, going all ballady. On a pun-related show, more than words.
Hold me close, don't ever let me go. FM.
Hope you're doing well. Hope you enjoyed that. Extreme and More Than Words. Very, very lovely. In case you joined us late, the 8th of November is Punster's Day. So we're celebrating puns. We're giving examples of puns throughout the show where possible. Thanks to you that have sent in yours on social media in the run-up to it. It's not too late. If you're listening now and you want to send in puns and you haven't done so yet, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, on my personal page, Ben Simmons, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and there is where you will also get a sneak preview into the semi-finals of the World Cup of Movie Villains. But let's have some more puns right now. They're always marvellous, aren't they? This is more for Americans, but UK residents will appreciate it, I'm sure. Shopping centres. You've seen one, you've seen the mall. Yeah, like it. My ceiling isn't the best one in the world, but it's up there. I love whiteboards. They're remarkable. Ah, yes. The machine at the coin factory just suddenly stopped working. It doesn't make any sense. Or pennies, if you're in the UK. This is clearly another American one. Not too happy about that. But anyway, I tried to make a belt out of watches. It was a complete waste of time. Now, I like that one. That is good. I went to a new mechanic. They came highly recommended. That's good as well. Yes. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? A hippo is really heavy and a Zippo is a little lighter. Yesterday, a clown held a door open for me. It was such a nice gesture. Ah, dear. Becoming a vegetarian is a big mistake. One more. Why can't Harry Potter tell the difference between his potion pot and his best friend? Because they're both called Ron.
You know I want you.
Ah, dear.
It's not a secret I try to hide.
James Arthur and Anne-Marie.
You know you want me. So don't keep shaking our hands tight.
More puns later.
You claim it's not in the cards and fate is pulling you miles away and out of a reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide it's on my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could keep us apart. You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you, and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world.
Think it's easy. You think I don't want to run to you, yeah. But there are mountains, and there are doors that we can walk through. I know you're wondering why, because we're able to be just you and me within these walls. But when we go outside, you're gonna wake up and see that it was hopeless. Not up to me. When everyone tells us what we can be, and how can we rewrite the stars?
just give me love.
Not a secret I try to hide, but I can't have you. We're bound to break and my hands are tied.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Anyway, that was James Arthur and Anne-Marie with their take on Rewrite the Stars from The Greatest Showman. Fabulous stuff. Hope your Tuesday's going well. Thanks for sharing part of it with me here on the Phoenix FM airwaves on the show that goes like this. And not just that, some of you have shared puns with me on this 8th of November, Punsters Day. So in honour of that, let's read out some of your fantastic puns. Nick Murphy sends in this one. Don't tell me that rubbing ketchup in my eyes was a mistake. It's obvious now, with the benefit of hindsight. That is really good. I like that. Two here in one post from Paul Milton. Thank you, Paul. I was wondering why the ball was getting bigger. Then it hit me. Like that. And I like this one. I renamed my iPod the Titanic, so every time I plug it in, it says the Titanic is sinking. That is good. Eddie Bushell, friend of the show, regular contributor, says, I was thinking about making a joke about herbs and fish, but it's neither the time or the place. Great stuff from Eddie Bushell. This from Kishan Patney. I like this. Not heard this before. The other day, I went to Tesco's to buy 6 cans of Sprite. In error, I ended picking 7 up. Not sure if the wording's completely right, but I like that, Kishan. Thank you very much from that. And this one from Robert Salmon. Great, great effort. I went out with a girl called Simile. I don't know what I met her for. That is brilliant. Here are the Bee Gees. Boyzone covered it. This is their original.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story. Love.
and words are all I have to take your heart away.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. How are we nearly 44 minutes into it already? I can't believe it. It's been rushing by for me. Hopefully it has for you lovely leg end listeners as well. Still to come, more visits to the Weird World of News, info on the World Cup of movie villains, celebrity birthdays. I'll share with you some more ridiculous holidays that are celebrated around this time, and loads of great music. We're still using word-related music because it is Punster's Day today. More of your puns to be shared later, as well as some that I've trawled the internet for in the run-up to the show. So, yes, it's certainly an exciting day. Should we do those celebrity birthdays right now? Let's go absolutely crazy and get them out of the way. 8th of November, who is celebrating today? Gordon Ramsay is 56 today. Doesn't he seem to have been around forever, Gordon Ramsay? He's only 56. Well, good luck to him. Jack Osborne is 37 today. Actress Parker Posey is 54 today. Ex-footballer Joe Cole, 41 today. Comedian Holly Walsh is 42 today. And if he had still been alive somehow, Bram Stoker would have been 175 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. Bram Stoker, if he was still alive, that would be a bit creepy, a bit scary, wouldn't it? There we go. Beatles paperback writer.
Paperback writer.
FM.
Classic Beatles, and now it's time to go over once again to the weird world of news. Now, I've always been fascinated in stories about the afterlife, and clearly true stories about the afterlife, very difficult to find because it's very difficult to come back and let people know exactly what it's like. However, Many people have had near-death experiences and then shared what they saw and can remember from that time, and something else similarly has happened with a neurosurgeon, Dr. Eben Alexander, who believes he experienced the afterlife during a 7-day coma, during which he was fighting for his life. Yes, basically that's all very harrowing, but Eben Alexander suffered a severe brain injury and says he saw a spiritual guide on a butterfly wing that led him through a wormhole. He was placed in a coma due to an acute bacterial infection in 2008 and left fighting for his life. He said medical reports show his mind was in no shape to have any dream or hallucination at the time of his encounter, and he described seeing dark images. When he tries to explain them to others, they assume it wasn't very pleasant a place to be, but he insists he was not afraid. He says he had no memory of his life, and then a white light pierced through the darkness, accompanied by a perfect musical melody, which ushered him into the Gateway Valley, as he calls it. And the doctor experienced a perfect world, not far removed from the idea of the Garden of Eden. And he has since written a book called Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey. He told a UK newspaper, it was kind of like Plato's world of ideals. It was a world of perfection. For the guide who took him around, he described a woman who did not speak but had sparkling eyes and a warm smile, filling him with unadulterated love. During his journey through the blackness, he said there was a deity, but he could not define it. And then he kept receiving the same message on this journey: you have nothing to fear. When he awoke from his coma, his family were shocked at the changed man they found. He has since become much more religious than he ever had been before the experience. He'd lost his faith many years before, but this experience reintroduced him to his faith. So yeah, some kind of near-death experience. He found the whole thing very comforting, had no fear whatsoever, and was in his idea of a perfect place. So there you go. If that's any indication of what might happen when we pass over to the other side, it indicates that it's not painful. It's kind of, you're just made to feel that everything is okay. Let's hope that's something like what we experience. There we go. Afterlife stuff here on the show that goes like this. Sometimes it all gets a bit deep, doesn't it? Crikey. Let's have Katy Perry showing us all how to smile. Yeah, I'm playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back that smile. I'm so playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Now you see me shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile. Every day, Groundhog Day, going through motions, felt so fake. Not myself, not my best. Felt like I failed the test. But every tear has been a lesson. Rejection can be God's protection. Long, hard road to get that redemption, but no shortcuts to a blessing. Yeah, I'm playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back that smile. I'm so playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Now you see me shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile. I'm 2.0. Remodeled, used to be dull, now I sparkle. Had a piece of humble pie, that eagle trick saved my life. Now I got a smile like Lionel Richie. Big and bright, need shades just to see me. Trying to stay alive just like I'm the Fiji's. I'm on the least of best of the Yankees. Yeah, I'm playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Gotta say it's really been a while, but now I got back that smile. See me shine from a mile. Finally got back that smile. Smile.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. And as it's Punster's Day on the 8th of November, we are trying to make you smile. Hence now tracks that link to the wonderful world of finding things amusing coming throughout the next few minutes. So fabulous. So to that end, should we have some more puns? I really think we should. More of yours will be shared later on in the programme, but here are some that can be found with a quick search online. Some good ones, I've got to say. Please don't make my funeral too early in the day because I'm not a morning person. I got fired from my job at the bank. A woman asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over. Why did the lizard say he named his baby Tiny? Because he's minute. That's what the lizard said. Someone stole the police station's toilets. They have nothing to go on. Going to the toilet in a lift is wrong on so many levels. This is a good one. What's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a bicycle and a nicely dressed man on a tricycle? Attire. That is great. What does C.S. Lewis keep in his wardrobe? Narnia business. I put all my cash into an origami business, but sadly, it folded. I was worried about being in a long-distance relationship, but so far, so good. I do suffer from kleptomania, but I am taking something for it. Right, let's break off. I'm enjoying them. Oh, yes. More puns will keep coming, but until then, smile-related music, like this one from Texas.
You make me feel. Phoenix FM.
Texas and Inner Smile on this pun-related show because it's Punster's Day. But other days occur on the 8th of November as well. And let me share those with you. Like I said, I've made the controversial decision to do away with celebrating reasonable holidays as such. And I'm only going to share with you the ridiculous ones. So, Punster's Day, well, that's what the show is all about. So whether you think it's reasonable or ridiculous, that's the main one today. National Cappuccino Day also occurs on the 8th of November. Do we need to have a National Cappuccino Day specifically? Not a flat white, not a latte, not a hot chocolate. No, not an Americano. National Cappuccino Day, 8th of November. Brilliant. It's also World Town Planning Day. Yes, town planners all over the world get together and go, "We've planned our town, have you?" And the other person goes, "Yep." And they go, "Good, well done." Drowsy Driving Awareness Week. Yeah, that's also occurring over these 7 days. Drowsy Driving Awareness Week. Sort of an ironic statement in itself, isn't it? If you're drowsy driving, you're not fully aware. Anyway, did you know also on the 8th of November, because all throughout November, it's Historic Bridge Awareness Month? And to deliberately go against this, I haven't looked up any information about historic bridges. There are famous bridges, there are less famous bridges, there are historic bridges. Historic Bridge Awareness Month? Don't be... The fact that some of these exist genuinely annoy me. Yes, and this one as well. Why? Why does it need to exist? National Healthy Skin Month. National Healthy Skin Month. Try and keep your skin healthy all the time. Don't have a particular month where you want everyone to be aware of it. Oh dear. Drowsy Driving Awareness Week. Historic Bridge Awareness Month. National Healthy Skin Month. All absolutely pathetic in my opinion. Whether they made you smile or not, Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel want to do the same, but they want you to do it to them.
Done it all, you've broken every code, appalled the rebel to the floor. You spoke the game, no matter what you say, but only metal, what a bore. Blue eyes, blue eyes. Tell so many lies. Come up and see me, make me smile. I'll do what you want, running wild. There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. Resist, resist. It's to yourself, you have to hide. Come up and see me to make me smile. I'll do what you want, running wild. No more, you've taken everything. My belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my
away. And don't say, maybe you'll try to come up and see me, to make me smile. Do what you want, just run away.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel there wanting you to make me smile. Not me, make them smile. Make me smile is what they were singing. The title of the song is Make Me Smile. I'll leave it there. Right. Time to tell you all about the World Cup of Movie Villains. Getting very exciting now. The semi-finals are live and you can vote on them at Ben Sim Radio on the Twitterverse, whether it's owned by Elon Musk or whoever owned it before. The old board of directors. Yes, but, well, quarterfinals 3 and 4 happened last week during the, during the live show and afterwards as well. Quarterfinal 3 finished with Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars with 68% of the vote. Thanos from the MCU with 32% of the vote. Palpatine made it through. And therefore, quarterfinal 4 was the Joker, the Heath Ledger Joker from the Dark Knight series of Batman films. 84% of the vote over Michael Myers from Halloween with 16%. So Palpatine through, the Joker through, which gives us a final 4 of Darth Vader, Lord Voldemort, Emperor Palpatine, and the Joker, the most evil of movie villains. Are we heading towards an inexorable final of Darth Vader versus his mentor, Emperor Sheev Palpatine? Well, that's up to you, lovely Legend listeners. If you want more people to vote, retweet the polls, get yourself onto Twitter right now and have a look, whether you've paid for a blue tick or not now. It's all controversial. But anyway, semi-final one, Darth Vader versus Lord Voldemort. Currently in the early voting, 67% of votes for Vader, 33% for Voldemort. And semi-final two, Emperor Palpatine versus the Joker. Currently 65% of the vote for Palpatine, 35% for the Joker. It does look at the minute as if we're heading for an all-Star Wars final, which could be exciting, but it doesn't have to be that way. Oh no, cast your vote. If you want to change things, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, click on the profile and then it's a single click or tap to vote on those polls. Semi-final one and semi-final two are live. And do me a favour, give them a retweet. Don't just vote, hit the retweet button as well afterwards so more of your contacts see it, more movie fans can vote, we can get more opinions on the show that goes like this. World Cup of Movie Villains. Very, very exciting. Now, throughout the rest of the show, some more up-to-date music that I like listening to. Oh, yes, so we'll enjoy many tracks to come that have been released in the last couple of years. That's quite exciting. More puns to come. More of your puns to come. A couple more visits to the weird world of news as well. It's literally all happening, as ever, on the show that goes like this. Here's Sigala, David Guetta and Sam Ryder, Living Without You.
Spoken for weeks and so much has changed. I've been feeling the pieces, but I still can't find my place. You thought you knew me well, but there's one thing I didn't tell you. Take the blame 'cause it's easier than living without you, without you.
Go straight to Ed Sheeran. I like this one. Scary Ed Vampire video as well.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
Ooh.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits, loved that track from the first time I heard it. Let's share some more of your lovely puns with you that you lovely Lego and listeners have sent in. Very good ones earlier on in the show from Nick Murphy, Paul Milton, Eddie Bushell, Kish and Patney and Robert Salmon. Now, Paul Milton sent another one in. I like this one. Will glass coffins be a success? Remains to be seen. Excellent. Excellent. My dad sent in this one. Why can't Thomas the Tank Engine sit down? He's got a tender behind. Paul Milton with another. The man who survived pepper spray and mustard gas is now a seasoned veteran. I like that. And more from my dad. Must reduce my Elvis record collection. I have to get rid of at least one. It's now or never. I think we'll end it on that one. End on a high, because that's fabulous. Great work from all you lovely Leggen listeners that have sent in puns in the run-up to today's show. Thank you so much for that. Let's have a few more before the next track. I'm afraid of negative numbers. I'll stop at nothing to avoid them. Acupuncture is a jab well done. Two antennas got married. The ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was excellent. I quit my job at the donut factory. I was fed up with the whole business. I once ate a watch, but it was time-consuming. R.I.P. boiling water, you will be missed. Now, this is complicated, but good. Why did the Buddhist monk refuse Novocaine when he had his tooth pulled out? He wanted to... Hang on. He wanted to transcend dental medication. Oh, dear. Yes. My boat was cold. I tried to make a fire, but then it sank. So I guess you can't have your kayak and heat it too. Some of these you have to apologise for. Some of them were quite clever. Like this. I went to a new restaurant called Karma. There's no menu. You get what you deserve. That is good.
It's a human sign. When things go wrong.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Love that. Elton John, Dua Lipa, PNAO remix, Cold Heart. Fantastic. Time to go over once again to the Weird World of News, our penultimate visit tonight. And this is all about a lady who gave up her oven, purchased an air fryer, tried using it solidly without using the oven for an entire week to see if she could save money and time during the cost of living crisis. Yes, white goods are the most costly to run in your home. Anything that turns things from hot to cold or vice versa, using up a lot of energy. Can an air fryer really save you money? Well, I'll tell you the end, the official breakdown, but yes, basically it can. It could be worth investing around about now. And according to moneysavingexpert.com, it can cost £1 an hour to run a 2,000 watt oven and just under 60 pence to run an air fryer. So, therefore, this lady cooked honey garlic chicken with garlic green beans and salad for dinner on Monday. Doing it in an oven cost 69p, doing it in an air fryer 21p. Homemade stuffed crust pizza the next day, 43p in an oven, 25 minutes, 10p in an air fryer, 10 minutes. On the Wednesday, she had a jacket potato with salad. An hour it took in the oven, using over a pound worth of energy. 27 minutes in an air fryer, costing just 26 pence. On the Thursday, chicken Caesar salad with parmesan fries. Sounds nice. 40 minutes in the oven, 69p, 30 minutes in an air fryer, 30 pence. Buffalo cauliflower tortillas on Friday, 78p in an oven for 45 minutes, 26p in an air fryer for 27 minutes. On the Saturday, halloumi with green beans and chips, over a pound in the oven, taking an hour, 24p in an air fryer, 25 minutes. On the Sunday, honey salmon with tender stem broccoli and potato salad, half an hour in the oven, 52 pence, 12 minutes in the air fryer, 12 pence. Clearly saves time and money to use an air fryer if you can afford to get one in the long run and stop using your oven anything like as much. It could be very beneficial, give you more time and a bit more money when times are tough. So yes, apparently an electric oven can cost up to £316 a year to run, a gas oven £120 a year to run, an air fryer £53 over the same period of time. Averages out to about 14 pence a day to use an air fryer. There we go, controversial but useful information here on the show that goes like this. Now it's time for a recent number one. Harry Styles knows how it is and as it was.
Holding me back, gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it in there? Nothing to say, and everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who'll stay.
Who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. Harry Styles there. Now, bearing in mind this show heavily revolving around puns and has done since the very beginning, Ellie from Beckles sent in an article that was shared in a newspaper over the weekend of some businesses that have put on their vehicles some very good puns and very good use of naming their business to cause a bit of a stir, so to say. Let's just leave it at that. But some excellent examples. So thanks to Ellie for sending these in. There's the flooring contractor called Lino Richie. The waste disposal company, Lord of the Bins. These are all genuine, by the way. Gardeners who can get you out of a fine mess, Floral and Hardy. Yes, fantastic. A flower shop showing its Marty side, Back to the Future. Yes, that's good. That is good. A locksmith, One Key Systems, lockouts, residential and commercial, Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes. No, I've misread that. It was Sherlock. Yeah, I see. I just said Sherlock out of habit, but yes. There's the contract cleaning company called Spruce Spring Clean. Spruce Spring Clean. I'm not doing well reading these out, am I? Spruce Spring Clean. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Known as the boss. Surely I'd like to speak to the boss of that company. And the tiling company, simply called Bonnie Tyler. I think Lino Richie is classic there, though. That is great stuff. Floral and Hardy, enjoy that as well. Nice, nice. Right, more great music, some more puns to come, and a final visit to the Weird World of News with a hilarious Christmas decoration to look forward to that you could go and purchase yourself if you want to. In the meantime, here's a song that I know because I've had a sneak preview of some of the music that's going to feature in our pantomime Aladdin in Whitley Bay this year. George Ezra's Green Green Grass is going to be featured in Aladdin in Whitley Bay. If you like it, get tickets. I might just be singing it at some point. Anyway, here it is.
But she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. More than just another apple thief. Yeah, she's a genius. Watch and learn. Now she sets the world on fire just to watch the sucker burn. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Throw a party, throw a party, yeah. Throw a party on the day that I die. Throw a party, throw a party, yeah. Throw a party on the day that I die. Load it up when the sun comes down. Get away. Two young lovers, me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Yeah.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
George Ezra, Green Green Grass. Fantastic. I have to say a huge thanks to Gary Collins, who sent in a pun. Friend of the show, Gary Collins, well done. I like this one. Dressed as a prehistoric monster, I tried to steal Wuthering Heights from the library, but the Brontes saw us. That is good. Obviously, time constrained there has to be when the Brontes were alive for them to have seen you. And did libraries exist in the same way? I'll leave it anyway. Thanks, Gary. Also, Simon Turner has sent in. I wanted to come up with one about beavers, but I can't think of any. Damn. And Martin Hill with a great one. I have a few jokes about unemployed people, but none of them work. Loving your efforts there. Anybody that sent in puns, thank you so much. It's been much appreciated throughout the show that goes like this tonight. Shall we have some more from my extensive online research? Yes. I met my wife on a dating site. We both just clicked. Thanks for explaining the word many to me. It means a lot. My roommate suspects I'm stealing his kitchen utensils, but that's a risk I'm willing to take. I like that. And then this is simple but effective. I'm going to try Velcro instead of shoelaces. Why not? And then, totally impractical in real life terms, I decided to get rid of my spine. It was holding me back. Knowing how to pick locks has opened a lot of doors for me. Architects are good at coming up with concrete plans. I should have been sad when my torch batteries died, but I was delighted. Who designed King Arthur's Round Table? Circumference. Let's leave it there for a little bit. Here's Olivia Rodrigo. She likes puns. If you like puns, good for you.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? Good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. Guess you're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that. And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that and screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
Phoenix FM.
Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You. Let's squeeze in a lot of puns. Can I get in about 25 more before the end of the show? I think so. But I've also got to get in another visit to the weird world of news too. Ooh, it's all happening. Okay. What happened when the semicolon broke grammar laws? He was given two consecutive sentences. I recently took a poll and found out 100% of campers were angry when their tent collapsed. That's a good one. I couldn't remember how to throw a boomerang, but eventually it came back to me. A friend of mine said he didn't understand cloning. I told him that makes two of us. I did have a pun about amnesia, but I've forgotten how it goes. I've designed a reversible jacket. I've just sent it to the factory. I'm excited to see how it turns out. A man went to hospital with a big plastic horse in his stomach. His condition is described as stable. To the guy who invented Zero, thanks for nothing. There's a new type of broom just been released, which is sweeping the nation. I've tried to draw a circle, but it was pointless. Imagine getting paid to sleep. That would be my dream job. I gave away my dead batteries. No charge. A backwards poet writes in verse. Like that. Bakers trade bread recipes on a need-to-know basis. And my friend's bakery just burned down. Now his business is toast. I'll try and get in quite a few more before the end. We need more music, though. It's not pun-related now. We're just playing a bit more up-to-date stuff than we usually do on the show that goes like this, just because I've decided I want to and I fancy the idea of it. You can't do anything about it if you're listening. Hopefully you're enjoying. Here's Adele. Don't be difficult with her. She's asking you to go easy on me.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when
time.
Phoenix FM.
Adele and Easy on Me. Time for our final visit to the weird world of news tonight. Now, we've already dealt with the top 10 funniest confessions on a viral website. A surgeon describing the afterlife. The woman who gave up her oven and switched to an air fryer for a week and saved a lot of money and a lot of time. And now, if you want a rude Christmas ornament that wasn't intended to be rude, get yourself to B&M right now. Budget retailer has left shoppers in fits of laughter after a seemingly wholesome decoration took on a whole new meaning. So B&M have brought out a Christmas decoration, which is, you know, you get those things that are intended for the bathroom that say like bath or soak in big letters. This is one of these things where they've used letters to create a Christmas ornament that are all joined together. And it's lovely in intention in that it says family. However, the A of family is a big Christmas tree. The I of family is a Christmas present. And the Y of family is another present with reindeer ears. So there's only three letters done in the actual kind of gold font. It's all 3D, obviously. So then the other three letters are FML. And if you just ignore the sort of Christmas pictures and the fact that the A is a tree and the I is a present and the Y is a present, if you just step back from it, you just see FML. And if you know what the acronym FML means, you realise that decoration has just taken on new meaning. I can't say what it means on this radio programme. You'll have to look it up online. For those of you that know, you know, it's one of those. FML. Probably shouldn't even be saying that acronym at this time of night on the show that goes like this. Anyway, I found it amusing. Hopefully you will too. More puns before we leave you. Three more tracks I'm going to squeeze in before the end of the show as well. Just love the idea of buying a Christmas decoration, thinking it's wonderful, celebrating your family life, then realising it could take on an entirely different meaning. You'd be heartbroken, wouldn't you? Would you require the services of a heartbreak anthem? I call that a tenuous yet excellent link. Galantis, Guetta, Little Mix.
Hello, it's me, your ex. I called to say not sorry, but I wish you the best. And I don't hold no grudges, promise this ain't a test. We okay? We okay? Sometimes it works out, but sometimes it don't. Maybe we'll fix this, or maybe we won't. Sometimes a heart can sink like a stone. Until you.
Time to dwell on it.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Galantis, David Guetta and Little Mix with the brilliant Heartbreak Anthem there then. We've got a little over 10 minutes left of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. Thanks for your company so far tonight. Don't go anywhere just yet though. More great stuff coming up after me. From 8 till 10, Rob Harvey in with Synth City. And from 10 until midnight is Gary Davidson's Off the Record. So keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Also available on smart speaker and webcam feed into the studio via Mixcloud. On our website homepage, you can get the Listen Live link and the webcam link via buttons on the top right. Don't forget as well, before I leave you tonight, the World Cup of Movie Villains semi-finals are available to vote for. Who would win in a face-off between the ones that are facing off? That's what you've got to ask yourself. Darth Vader versus Lord Voldemort in semi-final one. Emperor Palpatine versus the Joker in semi-final two. Not the Jack Nicholson Joker, not the animated series Joker. The Joker played by Heath Ledger in the Dark Knight films. Very specific iteration of the Joker, so to speak. So Vader versus Voldemort, Palpatine versus Joker. Is it heading for an all-Star Wars final? It's looking that way at the moment, although not 100% guaranteed. Darth Vader currently has 71% of the vote, Lord Voldemort 29%. And in the other semi-final, Palpatine with 58% of the vote and the Joker with 42%. So you could change things. Get yourself onto @BenSimRadio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote. Those polls will be at the top of the profile. So have a go and give it a retweet as well so more movie fans can find out about it. Well, I want to get some more puns in before I leave you tonight. So to that end, here we go. I'm glad I learned sign language. It's really handy. Bad gardeners are rough around the hedges. A boiled egg in the morning is hard to beat. A girl thought she recognised me from our vegetarian society, but I've never met her before. did you hear about the man who lost his left side? He's all right now. I keep making apocalypse puns like there's no tomorrow. A cartoonist has been found dead. Details are sketchy. I removed the shell from my racing snail to make it faster, but it just got more sluggish. I like that one. Life as a professional yo-yoer has its ups and downs. I don't trust stairs, they're always up to something. Ah, dear. My wife told me to stop speaking in numbers, but I didn't want to. Oh, dear, that's tenuous. I used to hate facial hair, but it grew on me. The shovel was a groundbreaking invention. My leaf blower doesn't work, it sucks. And a plateau is the highest form of flattery. Here's Doja Cat.
So, didn't have to know it. Keep believing the moment. Let me check my chest, my breath right quick. He ain't never seen it in a dress like this. He ain't never even been impressed like this. Probably why I got him quiet on the set like zip. Like it, love it, need it, bad. Take it, own it, steal it, fast. The boy stop playing, grab my ass.
Why you acting like you shy?
Shut it, save it, keep it, push it. Why you beating around the bush? And knowing you want all this woman. And I have you with me. All of my saying you mad committed. Really to anybody you had them ready. All of that body I need out.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, it's almost time for me to go. As I said, don't go anywhere. Keep it on 98.0 if you're in the area, or phoenixfm.com if you're not. Synth City coming up after the news at 8 with Rob Harvey. Another fantastic show in prospect. And it's been a great one tonight. Thanks to everyone who got involved and shared puns with me. You are all absolute legends. And we've had celebrity birthdays. We've learnt that it's National Cappuccino Day, World Town Planning Day, Drowsy Driving Awareness Week. It's Historic Bridge Awareness Month and National Healthy Skin Month. All utterly ridiculous, in my opinion. We found out about confessions, the afterlife, air fryers and unfortunate Christmas decorations. And we found out the baddest movie villain of all time is either going to be Darth Vader, Lord Voldemort, Emperor Palpatine, or the Joker. Over to you on Twitter. To sign off, here's Coldplay and BTS. I'll see you again next week. Bye for now.
I lie and look up at you. When the morning comes, I watch you rise. There's a paradise they couldn't capture, that bright infinity inside your eyes.
매일 밤 내게 날아가 꿈이란 것도 믿은 채 나 웃으며 너를 만나. Never ending forever baby.
그리고 넌 다른 세상을 만들어주는 girl. 너는 내 별이자 나의 호주니까 지금 이 시련도 결국엔 잠시니까 너는 언제까지나 지금처럼 밝게만 빛나줘. 우리는 너를 따라 이긴 밤을 수놓고
너와 함께 날아가. When I'm without you I'm crazy. 자 어서 내 손을 잡아. We are made of each other baby.